The core issue that is never mentioned by most truth seekers. Have you noticed that those who are big in the alternative media and knows about the COVID conspiracy and other such topics, not one of them touch on the core issue? That is, why we are having these troubles in the first place and how to get out of it. Yet, they call themselves Christians. If they only read the Bible, they would know. To sum it all up, if they just read Deuteronomy chapter 28. The whole Bible is repeats that theme, of why we have the problems and why the enemy is against us. It's because of our disobedience, our sin. If the people just repent, change their ways, turn to God, wait on Him, then He will heal our land and our bodies. This is the secret weapon that we should use. It's secret in that most people don't know about it, yet it's no secret because it's in the most popular book that ever sold. That is why the Edomites hate Christianity, as the formula for their destruction in right in the Bible. We will not see victory until the people do that. We will not see Christ coming with a sword and with the host of heaven until we turn to Him. Remember, Christ said He will not come with peace but with a sword. It's only afterwards will the sword be turned into a plowshare, as there will be no need for it, there will be no sin. Deuteronomy 28 is so important that it is mentioned twice, in the book of Leviticus, word for word. Think of this, one of the sins is against usury/interest. If the people woke up to this sin, only this sin, they would have more prosperity. But if they ignored the rest, look at how terrible it would be. Sure, the people would more money, be debt-free and so would corporations and governments, but guess what? The people will have more money to engage in their lying, stealing, perversions and addictions. So, stopping all sin is the key. How can the government stop us then? How can they stop us from praying in our homes? They can't, and that is what they are afraid of. But we don't hear this from people who are supposed to be leaders in the patriotic movement, no. However, this is what will need to happen, as that is what Scripture says.